Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Dr. Nazif, back again with another amazing guest. And today we have with us Aisha Makara. So Aisha Makara was born in Mongolia and now she is a world traveler with over 60 countries stamped on her passport. She was a selected artist to send art engraved on golden plaques to outer space with SpaceX on January 3rd of 2023 in collaboration with Singapore-based company. And she is also the author of the recently published Joyful Living Guidebook, expounding on simple actions on how to stay joyful, centered, and vigorous in a fast-developing society. How are you doing, Aisha, this morning?
I'm doing great. It's so sunny today in Lisbon. I really enjoyed the day today. I was like in the park for like 2 or 3 hours, just like wandering and enjoying my time there. And discovering different birds. And so many birds is coming in right now to Portugal. It's a wonderful day, wonderful day. So blessed. Just like I cannot describe how blessed I am, how grateful I am for this amazing life and to be in your podcast as well. It's just like, I love to share my wisdom and the way I see the life and the way I appreciate the life. I believe we're here to enjoy, we're here to create.
That's so wonderful, Aisha. Can you please tell me a little bit about yourself to our audiences?
Well, I've been born in Mongolia. I moved towards Russian Siberia. My mother abandoned me when I was less than 2 years old. So I actually get to kind of grow up on my own, you know, with my own idea of the freedom that's, you know, I'm feeling that's kind of giving me the strength to be who I am today. That experience built me up who I am today, because I feel many times in life we get to actually create our reality. And I've been blessed to kind of fail as many times as I could in my life, because I get to learn from my own mistakes. And I'm feeling wiser I am by the time. Now I'm feeling way more wiser than I was before. I struggle a lot with patience. In some moments, patience was my strength. Like I would say, it depends on the situation. In some other moments, patience was not my strength. For example, when I was a kid, I used to run away from the orphan house. And I love that freedom. I love to be alone. I love to go and explore nature. I love to go and explore animals and like other people around, and always asking questions. I was very, very curious kid. So I always just explored. I love exploration, adventure. I really enjoy that level of imaginary and, you know, that level of reality that we are, many people actually like to do. And I feel I'm reinvented myself many times to the bigger city when I was 16. And after I moved to Moscow, and after I moved to, to Norway, and after I moved to Portugal, and after America. And I travel around the world, you know, backpacking, and I did the hitchhiking. I did like so many amazing things in my life. I'm just feeling because I was curious, always curious. And now recently I realize it's good to be curious about many things. And at the same time, understand that curiosity also can be dangerous. So you get to understand that. I call it like the balance, how curious you want to be. Getting more awareness, or have more awareness of where you're exploring the world. And the thing is, I believe everything is safe. Absolutely anywhere in the world, it's safe. It just depends the way you're communicating yourself with others, way you're kind of asking questions, the way you're curious about the other people or about the other culture. So when you're curious, and when you're open to learn, when you're open to explore, I feel like the magic can unfold itself. Because I've been in many situations in my life, like so many. So some of them was very dangerous. And I still managed to look or face that fear or the reality, because what I learned from my experience, it all depends how deep you can go towards your fear. In my case, when I was a kid, because you, as a kid, you don't have the idea of the fear. And
right.
My environment didn't explain me about the fear. It's fear there. It's a danger there. I haven't been exposed to that level. Nobody around me said like, oh, okay. So just don't do that. Every time it was like about freedom, exploration, but when theory of something, they just beat me up or punish me. They didn't talk to me. They said like, no, it's scary to do. Don't do this, you know? So it's, I didn't learn because I felt what they do to me, that was scary. That was not good. And later in my life, when I was a little bit older, I understand why adults do this to the kids, kind of showing them what is dangerous, what is like, when it can be dangerous for your life. And so I think because of that, because they didn't explain me about the fear, the adults in my childhood, they didn't explain me about the danger. So I'll always have this curiosity and courage to go and explore more outside of my body, or outside of the comfort zone, or outside of the reality that I was living in, because I knew the reality I was living in, I didn't like it. I just wanted right. to go and explore. I was curious enough because when I was a kid and I traveled, like I explore around, it was always, people were so nice to me. People were so gentle and so loving and, you know, sharing their stories, sharing with me the food or water or whatever. And I was feeling, I was in way more feeling safe to be with all these random people than I was with people that I was living with in that moment of my life. So I was feeling like, what's happening? Why I feel so like safe and happy with people that don't know me, but it's just kind of like giving me this love and like teaching me about something. Then the people I'm living with who doesn't even care about me, but they don't communicate with me. They don't talk to me because they're just giving me a food, you know, and you know, to go to the school, that's it. And come back this hour, you know, or something like that. They don't have the conversation with me like we do. So I was learning like I'm kind of in this military, but these people outside, they're always like talking to me, asking me questions, you know, with my dreams, what I want to do when I'm, you know, older. So they give me different ideas. So I was like thinking the ideas they were giving to me. So I believe when I grew up, I discovered that the world is a safe place because the people who was being surrounded in my childhood, they didn't say that the world is a safe place. They didn't say anything about it. So I believe that that's why I am who I am today, because of my environment and my curiosity and courage to go and face the fears and danger that is there with a smile and, you know, with a warm heart.
That's so wonderful to hear, Aisha, your perspective on life and also the difficulties that you have gone through and how you overcame that. What actually motivated you to travel around the world to know more about the people and the culture?
So for me, from my perspective, when I went to explore the other world, because I'm curious. I was curious about other culture, about other languages, about history itself. I was wondering why people this way or that way, why I was asking because I was young and I traveled around Russia, I was always asked questions and I love the experience itself. I love to stay in the tent and because I like to hitchhiking. I was driving so many cars and every time I'm learning something new about this car or that car. So I was learning so much in that time of my life that for me, it was just normal. And after I discover that whole the world is my family, it doesn't matter where I go, I carry a family vibe because that's what I want. That's what I want to see in the world, that we're all big family. We're here to we're here to experience this life on the planet Earth, and we're all family. That's kind of in my vibe. I'm creating this family vibe. I'm curious. At the same time, even so, I didn't have my family. I always imaginary, like using my imaginary, how it can be, to have a family.
Right.
Like, you know, to be in harmony with everyone. You know, it doesn't matter what background have. It doesn't matter what education, what, you know, where you come from. We all one. We all have this amazing experience to experiencing life on a planet Earth, to have our own experiences. Because in the end of the day, all experiences that we have is in our body. Everything is happening in our body. It's like all the even relationship. Sometimes I'm asking myself when I see people who they are. Are they brother and sister? Are they lovers? Are they family members? Are they just a friends? Because the thing is, we creating the reality with our intentions, with our thoughts. And more we intentional and happy and joyful and grateful, I feel life becomes so magical and so powerful just by being us, continue to communicate our truth the way we are. I feel every time I'm surrounded by people, I trust that they're my family in the moment. This is the family I have now in the moment. I know them, I don't know them, it doesn't matter. I'm having experiencing right now with them. Sometimes people inviting me to their houses. Sometimes people fight with me. Sometimes people do whatever. And I just learn people are people. They always have something. And my work here is just to be grateful for the experience, give them hugs when I can, when, you know, they open to receive the hug from me. But the thing is like, I'm a hugger. You know, I love hugs, and I love harmony. I trust that we can always find solution how to live in harmony with each other. Because while we're alive, it's always solution. When we're not here anymore, it's not solution anymore, of course. But I believe you can always find this peaceful solution how to coexist and co-create together. My intention with my travelers traveling, it's about learn about people, about their culture, about their history, about why they are the way they are. What's the difference? And deeper I go in this exploration, I started to realize when we're creating our own philosophy of life, philosophy of the way we want to be, that's why we get to act, we get to be. You know, and we just to get to be that what we want to see in the world. That's what I believe the world is going to be a better place. And that's why one of my topics when I'm traveling, understanding about joy and happiness. What brings people joy and happiness? And many times it's just sharing the experience, sharing the food, sharing the taste of something new that you haven't never tasted before. The dance or the conversation, the hug, you know, the cry, whatever it is, it's all about sharing. That's what making people joyful and happy. Sharing that experience with someone that you have, someone you can share the moment with. And now, with all the things that we're experiencing right now, it's like more and more we're feeling lonely. More and more, we're kind of like moving towards loneliness than to connection. And I'm feeling like with all the experiences that we have, we instead of connect more deeper with each other, we kind of disconnect from each other because we judge, we're using so much negativity because we're looking at other human being as a threat instead to use as a way of learning how I can learn from other person. How I can, you know, ask the questions instead to judge and make assumptions. And so many times I'm inviting people to ask questions instead to make assumptions. And I'm just feeling like more we're caring from our heart and really doing our work here to express our truth, the way we see reality and the way we see ourselves. I believe we're all winners. We're here to win. We're here to live in heaven, all of us. It's no you know, nobody is behind. It's a choice. It's a practice. Every day is a mental practice to be grateful.
It's very
absolutely
true.
All of it. When you don't have a roof, so you get vulnerable, ask for support, and you will see how much support you can receive. It's just like you understand you're living in abundance. You're really living in heaven. The thing is, be just grateful for this human life experience. My experience is travel around the world. That's what I want to do in this lifetime. That's what I'm doing. I can also be upset. I can also be disappointed. But everything I'm filtering through the joy and gratitude. Because all the experiences, if I would be just joyful all the time or happy all the time, how would know that I'm happy and joyful? If I don't have a sadness and other things, you need everything. You need this. I call it to the people, you need all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly. And like the dark doesn't go with the light. The light doesn't go without dark. So everything is connected. Everything is one. A love.
And it's what makes everything
colors,
a people, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's what makes everything complete human, the goods and the bads.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like how you see life through your eyes. And you also wish other people to see that as well. I understand as a woman traveler, you have had many experiences throughout your journeys. Can you share with me one or two highlights from those amazing experiences?
It's so funny. Like, I started to travel many, many years ago. I started to travel to the United States. I finally moved to United States, but it was so scary. You know, I used to go to California and Florida and other states. But the point is, I love this California state. Every time I'm coming to Cali or like Los Angeles or San Francisco, I was feel like I was traveling by the coast of the California. I remember like everyone is so happy. I was like, everyone is so happy, enjoying the life. It doesn't matter if they're living in a van or living in a tent. I was feeling like, wow, these people are amazing. They're just living their amazing life. They're always happy. I want to be in this heaven with them, you know, like living this happy life. Through these experiences, it's like being in a different events or parties or with just all these random people. I realized later in my life, because I was celebrating my life, I was in this vacation. So I meet people through my experience who are celebrating life as well in that moment, because I was going to all these events and parties that were the celebration of life. So I didn't understand that moment of my life. That's when people living in their normal life, they're not happy or they're not like fully joyful. They also struggle. They also the mental struggle. They're not happy about many things. So I learned it later in my life when I was working and so on and so on, how much like mental diseases we have and mental disorders and many, many other things. In that moment of my life, I didn't understand that. And for example, when I used to, I love to travel to Italy. Italy is one of my favorite countries in the world.
Okay, yeah.
Italy, for example, have this amazing moments when people just gather in the streets. They just put in all the tables on the Friday, all on the weekends, all the neighbors getting out, putting food, wine, and they're just inviting random people to eat and drink with them and celebrate life.
That's wonderful.
You know, like I remember one day when I was traveling, I was like, I see all of this. I'm like, I wonder why are they doing it? It's like a festival or what it is. And I have to ask people. I said, no, it's just, that's what they do time to time. They're just feeling like celebrating and eating together and just like drinking wine, talking, and all the neighbors just gather together, just sharing the food, sharing the wine, sharing the conversation, sharing the dance, sharing the music, somebody bringing guitar or whatever, different instruments, and everything just happening in the moment around the like next to the fountain, whatever. But it was like, for me, I was like, wow, that's so beautiful. So, of course, I went to join and I enjoyed the moment with them. And I just feel like it was all these experiences that when you open for the exploration and you're asking questions. You don't even know where you end up in the end of the evening. It's like,
yeah,
you end up in this magical, beautiful house with like all the masks or whatever. Sometimes you even don't know. That's the beauty of traveling. That's the beauty of being spontaneous, asking questions and being curious. Because I understand in some countries, maybe it's dangerous. But like, I have like strong belief that it doesn't matter in the way in the world I am.
Right.
When you're carrying that idea of the family, the idea of joyful curiosity as a kid, like this childlike curiosity, people like generally when to show and share with you, they feel that you're their family. You kind of become family with them in a moment, even so you're just passing by, but you're this family in the moment.
That's
that
so
they want to take care
yeah.
of you. They want to give you the best experience that they can. And I'm just feeling like that's the beauty of being curious, generally curious, and generally share whatever you can in the moment. Even if it's like a song or your conversation or hug or whatever you have, a food, wine, whatever. It's all the moment. It's all about moment, and it's all about the experience you're creating, that joyful experience that you're creating in the moment.
And I understand also, Aisha, that life is limited, so you have to take advantage while you can of it and create as much as memories, as much as moment you can, because there will come certain times when that won't be possible, so that we will like still like regret why we haven't used those moments to its entirety. I see from your profile that you are an artist. Can you share a bit about that journey or that phase of your life? What do you do and what do you wish to represent?
That exploration of my art happened many, many years ago when I always do art. I always, as a kid, I was doing a lot of paintings and drawings and so on and so on. I never look at myself like as an adult that it can be, it's my art also behind me. Like, I never ever think in my life that is going to be something that I would make money off or I will sell. I will like, but it was so interesting. I think I went through some very, very heavy mental, emotional breakdown in my life. Disappointment. I was like a strong disappointment about the idea of the family, the idea of kids, the idea of, it was many different things in that moment of my life. And I remember I said, one more art. And my friends that time was like buying my art. I mean, they were like giving me not so much money, but the thing is like, they were like, oh my gosh, you're an amazing artist. Look at your art. It's amazing. It's very, you're very talented. You got to go for it. So that's what I did. And I started to slowly get more confident. And I started to create more things. I started to do art classes. I started to do like art classes with kids, for the adults. And I started to do like a walls, collaborating with other artists. I was doing events, and it's like exploring to the level of what it is to be an artist. So eventually I sent my art to this. And I had questions as what it is to be an accomplished artist. And eventually when I sent my art to the space, I was like, I want to send my art to the space. Why not? So I sent my artwork to Elon Musk, to Jeff Bezos, and to Richard Branson. I asked Elon Musk to send my art to the space. I asked Richard Branson to paint his rocket, and I asked Jeff Bezos to send me to the space. So, and I sent my artworks to their offices. And eventually this project was like to send art to the space. So I applied because it was connected to my dream. And all my friends were saying, like, how is it going to happen? You don't have any money. It's very expensive. To send your art to the space. And I said, listen, a life of the artist, it's not about money. It's about experience.
Right.
It's about
right.
Like,
yes.
Living
so true.
The experience itself. If I, today I'm sleeping in a beautiful house in a castle, tomorrow maybe I sleep in a tent. After tomorrow, maybe I sleep somewhere in the mountains, on a volcano. I don't know. Maybe it's happening like I'm staying in a tree house for 3 months. I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's the life of the artist. Think about that.
Make it. and make it a lasting memory that that person does think about you at a, after a certain while of time. That is actually your achievement. I really like your outlook on life, Aisha. And I hope like we have more people in the world to think the way you do. It just brings so much positivity and joy, because our life is miserable already as it is. You know, the daily thing is going on. So we really need that positivity and joy in life as well. I'm really grateful, Aisha, to have you in the podcast today and to share about your life, your journey, your struggles, and also your entrepreneurship, your ventures, your art. I do really like them. I was checking out your website the other day, aisha.today. So dear listeners, if you want to do that, please feel free to visit the website. The domain is aisha.today, and you can see Aisha's wonderful arts and colors over there she has done. Also, her Joyful Living Life program. If you want to interested in checking that, please feel free to do that as well. Sure, it will be thrilled to see her artwork. And thank you, dear Aisha, for joining today's podcast. And I really had a very wonderful time with you.
Joyful Living, namaste.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for joining to this episode. If you go to our website, activeaction.fm, and just type Aisha's name, A-I-S-H-A, you will find our webpage. And please feel free to visit the links of her social. And if you do have any questions, feel free to reach out to her. Take care, stay active, and take action. Until then, we'll meet another episode.